It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. When you go to academy, you take some driver training. Is that another thing that you have in continuing education? Do you ever do refresher courses for driving?
It's funny that you bring that up. In March, I went to Georgia for emergency vehicle operations instructor class. So I went to a federal law enforcement training academy down there. That way I could bring the knowledge that they gave me to teach refresher courses to our officers here in Parsons and in the area to do that continuing education for emergency vehicle operations. I think that is probably one of the most overlooked training programs in the state of Kansas, because there's not a lot of agencies that really do continuing education on emergency vehicle operations. And we short that up to EVOC. So if you hear me say EVOC, that's what I'm talking about, as an emergency vehicle. We take that class in the academy. And then normally, a lot of people, they just, you know, they figure you're driving every day. That's all the training you need. You learn how to do it in the academy, and it's a skill that never goes away. Well, that's not technically true. We see a rise in officers having accidents, not paying attention, texting while driving. These are all things that are happening nationwide, and I think it's probably because there's not enough emphasis put on the emergency vehicle operation after the academy. Some states have made it mandatory where they have more training on driving after the academy and after their initial EVOC certification, and they have to do that every year. Kansas isn't one of them, unfortunately. Parsons will be. We have a new training program where we're going to be able to institute that, and also a non-emergency vehicle operations course is going to be set up, which I think is probably more important than the emergency vehicle operations, where it's not as deadly. It is very important because it is just parking, backing, and it's knowing where your vehicle is from front to back and side to side. There's a parallel parking, there's a serpentine course, and it's all low speed, and it's within 300 by 500 feet. It's not very big, it's just a cone course. But it gives you a really good idea of where each of the components of the vehicle is whenever you're making a turn or whenever you're backing up, and where your pivot points are and where the front corner of the vehicle actually is compared to the rear corner of the vehicle. With all that, we're really going to try to put together a decent training program that we can reach out to other law enforcement agencies in the four-state area, or at least in southeast Kansas, and at least try to get them to come down and maybe take a refresher course from us.
We've been visiting with Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.